Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blonnie Gregory, and I'm so blessed to be able to come to you today. And I'd like to share a verse of scripture out of God's Word. You know, I love to read God's Word. I love to stay in the Word. I love Bible stories. It seems like anymore you don't hear people talking and telling Bible stories, but I love to hear Bible stories. I love God's Word. God's Word is faithful. God's Word is true. And, you know, a lot of times we don't understand God's Word because we won't get in it and study it. And you have to study God's Word and ask God to open your spiritual eyes that you can see and understand. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says this, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." Let me read that again. Faith. Faith means taking God at His Word, comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. When you hear God's Word, it builds your faith up. And when you hear God's Word, it encourages you and gives you hope. Today, if ever there was a time that we need hope, that we need encouragement, it's today. And you'll always find hope. You'll always find encouragement through God's Word. A lot of times people say, "I want God to speak to me." Well, He will speak to you through His Word. That is His Word. And when you read His Word and study His Word, He will speak to your spirit and heart, and He'll show you what to do. And that's why it's so important that we need to go to the house of God and to fellowship one with another and hear the Word preached. You know, today I was thinking about a truck driver that my husband and I met many years ago, and he realized how important it was to give the Word of God, and that was his ministry. He bought Bibles, and he passed out Bibles all over the United States. Everywhere that truck driver would go, he would give somebody a Bible and try to witness to them about the Lord. But you know, his dad, he could not witness to him, and his dad would not receive a Bible. And he always wanted to see his dad give his heart to the Lord, but he never would. He never could talk to his dad. His dad would just shut him off. And one day he said he came in from a trip, and he decided to go by his dad's house where he went home to check on him and see how he was doing. And he said when he pulled up in his driveway, his dad came running out the door, and he had the biggest smile on his face. And he said, "Guess what? Guess what? I just give my heart to Jesus." And the driver asked him, "Well, how did you do that?" He said, "You know that young boy down the street that you gave a Bible to, and he called his name?" And the driver said, "Yes." Said, "Well, he come up here, and he talked to me about the Lord, and he told me the plan of salvation, and I got saved." Let me tell you, the Bible tells you if you cast your bread on the water, not many days, it's going to come back. You just keep sowing the Word, and you'll reap a great harvest. What a time of rejoicing that truck driver had with his dad, and to see that his labor was not in vain. Let me tell you something. God's Word is living. God's Word is faithful. God's Word is true. When you go to church, go to a church that preaches the true Word of God, not a watered-down gospel. One little girl went to church, and the preacher kept reading the scripture, and he says, "It don't mean this." And he said, he read another scripture, and he said, "It don't mean this." And the little girl asked her dad, he said, "Well, why don't God says what He mean?" God does say what He means, and He means what He says. And don't let people explain the Word away. God's Word is faithful. Today I pray that if you're not a Christian, that you'll give your heart to the Lord. Because let me tell you, that's the most important decision that you'll ever make of your life, is that do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? And the way you're saved is that you ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart, ask Him to forgive your sins, and He will. God is faithful to heal, God is faithful to deliver, and God is faithful to save. Don't ever forget that. And God loves you. God wants to bless you, and God wants to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. God did not send Jesus upon the earth to condemn you, but He sent Him that through Him and by the shedding of His blood that you could be saved, the greatest gift that you could ever receive. I want to thank you today for listening in to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast, and if the broadcast has been a blessing to you, please write me at Post Office Box 4509, Martinsville, Virginia, zip code 24115. I would love to hear from you, and I'd love for you to pray with you about any need that you have. Lord, thank you that I was able to come today. Bless my listeners in Jesus' name. Amen.